Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord here on this Monday. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this Monday, June 12th of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is so great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in. However you may be tuning into the program, you know, wherever you are, whatever device you might be using, I'm just grateful that you would make that determination to tune in. And I want you to hear me out on something. When you tune into this program, chances are, I really don't think you've tuned in by accident. You tuned in on purpose. Hopefully to hear the word of the Lord and what God has for you. Amen. That would be my hope, of course. And I know many times we do have people tuning in from other countries. And sometimes maybe they may be tuning in, you know, trying to learn some English. And, hey, if that's the case, it's fine, but may you also learn ultimately, you know, about the Lord and about the word of the Lord. Because the fact is, listeners, we plan to go. The ultimate goal is heaven. The ultimate goal is not to see in life is not to see, how big of a house can you get? How big of a car can you get? How fancy of a car can you get? How many miles to the gallon can that car get? Or these days now, how much of a range can it get on the electric battery? Speaking of which, if I ever had an electric car, I want one that's going to get me like to Tennessee, or at least to like South Ohio on one charge and then charge in like 20 minutes.
Now I'm saying super boost it and let me get all the way to Texas.
Yes. Take that thing straight to, you know, Houston or Dallas or San Antonio, somewhere to get some good food, because I know Texas isn't the big place like for mountains and things like that, but it is for food. It really is. And
the people there are just amazing.
Yes, they are. And also, you know, great football. So it's awesome, you know, and the Cowboys are from there. And believe it or not, folks, there was a Dallas football player from way back in the day. He used to say that the reason there was a hole in the roof of Cowboy Stadium, Texas Stadium, in Irving, Texas, a suburb just to the west of Dallas, a former Cowboy player said that there was a hole in the roof so that God could look down and watch his favorite team play football, the Cowboys.
I love that. That's cute.
Me too.
Although, I mean, if we're honest, God could see through everything, but it's a cute idea.
It was a cute idea, nonetheless. And ultimately, I do hope that man managed to get saved and realize, you know, that God sees everything. That God could already see him, even if there was no hole in it. That God could already see it.
Very true. He saw it before it even happened.
He already saw it. Believe it or not, he even knows what penalties would happen and what mistakes the refs might make. He probably knew. I'm sure he knew. But nonetheless, I'm just so glad that you've tuned in to the program, wherever you may be tuning in from. And it's always great when people just tune in, you know, whether, you know, and we're always believing God for more and more people to to find this program and not just find it, but tune in and tell others about it and how they can, and how, and you know, when we go live and how they can be a part and tune in. And we just believe in God to just keep growing this thing.
Amen.
And, I know he will, because I know the God I serve is faithful. The God I serve doesn't lose. He, every war he wages, he wins. And my prayer is that you've been seeing that in your life, that in him you find that you win battles, and that every battle isn't just always a loss. Because the truth is as we go through this life, we're going to go through some stuff. Everyone who lives on this earth, even if you're a Christian, you're going to go through some stuff. But those of us who are Christians, born-again Christians, we know, that God is on our side. He's fighting for us. He's pushing back the clouds of darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken, because his kingdom shall not be shaken. And it's something that we know, you know, and if we don't know, we should know it. And I know it in my heart, honestly, I really do. And I really believe it.
I really believe it too, River.
I really do believe it, and that you know, he is on our side. He is fighting for us, and he's lighting up the kingdom like lightning almost, but in a different way. Because even right now, in the from the natural sky where we live, maybe lightning might not be a good idea. Okay, a little bit better now because we did get some rain yesterday, and hopefully we get a little more tomorrow. But then after tomorrow, time to rock and roll again as it's going back up to the upper 70s and then the 80s for a good week. Hopefully with, if it's going to rain, hopefully only at night, because I'm ready to get back to the city pool because I miss it.
It is pretty nice in that city pool, huh?
It really is. And the city pool that I'm referring to is actually a place called Midland. But because so many of them might not be from here, that's why I'm more often than not on the show. I call it Plymouth. I just call it the city pool, which makes sense.
Now, you haven't been going there lately because it's been chilly, right?
Right.
Do you know about the other places where some of your listeners are from, if they've been having some cold streaks too?
Do I know what?
Do you know if in like the other countries where you have listeners from other countries, do you know what their weather has been like too?
Not necessarily. I focus more on America and some of the European countries. To me, unless it's like real sunny, like when I hear all these forecasts that are like under 70 or like lots of rain in the summer, to me those are kind of depressing.
I see.
So I'd rather have like at least 70 during the day and as little rain during the day as possible. and just have those red dots on that thermometer going up, you know, 80s, 90s. Hopefully not so many action days, but then again, in some places they can just be a way of life in the summer. Some of these action days, maybe one of your listeners have an insight as to why these ozone action days are in fact very serious, because I've heard they're serious, but I would need some insight, because otherwise I'd be that person to be like driving, seeing a freeway sign that might say like ozone action day or whatever. Like I saw one in Tennessee once that said it. And then I'm like, wait, you know, that thing. And then but there's probably people, you know, who probably would love to like make it so that you couldn't even drive, all because it was an action day.
Whoa, that'd be awful.
Which I think, you know, it's meant to be just an advisory thing, honestly. So, I mean, because I've been in places like in Southeast Michigan when they have these action days, and I've thought, you know, I don't get why they even have these. Now when we had the air quality alert here the other day because of the smoke, it made sense what that was about.
Right.
But the ozone ones, to me, it's like, really? You know? Like it makes sense what that's about. But anyhow, you know, ultimately, you see an action day unless you're like a certain group that might have a certain, you know, in a certain group that might have a certain, you know, I wouldn't be worried about it. you know, it's not the end of the world, as they say. Nope, it's not. But nonetheless, Dr. Barclay has been teaching on healing, and tonight I'm going to continue on in that, and I want to teach on something. I'm calling it Speak the Word. Speak the Word. You know, not only to those who are sick, but also over yourself, over your body. I'm going to be talking a bit about why, you know, instead of always speaking, you know, don't be making bad confessions over yourself, over your body, when you believe in God for that miracle to happen. Even if you've been waiting a long time like me, you know, but we'll be talking about that tonight. And so it's going to be awesome. I know that for a fact. And so, and you know what I know? The Lord will confirm the word that I teach. The Lord will confirm the word.
Amen. That's true.
Yep. I know he will. I know he will. Because he's faithful. He's just. And he does. The Lord does what he said he would do. Even better than any humans I know. He really does. When he says he'll do something, he does it. And I know that for a fact. Sorry about that if you heard that little thing. That was just me checking my little cuckoo clock. And then, of course, you know, what do you know, a little notification. And by the way, in case your listeners were wondering, no, notifications are not anointed. And sometimes you got to turn off those distractions if you know, or if you're trying to pray. Sometimes you got to be able to just turn off that distraction. Because, and I heard that from Dr. Buckley once. He actually said, notifications are not anointed.
Well, it makes sense. You know, if you really want to focus on God, you got to be able to hear his word. And sometimes that, you know, when he's talking to you or when he sends the Holy Spirit to talk to you, and it can be really difficult if you've got 100 different things going on around you.
Bing, ding,
exactly.
Ring, sing. Okay. You know all the different noises that you might hear coming from your different devices, You know, iPad, iPhone, BlackBerry, if you still have one.
Are those even around anymore?
No, they have, apparently they are now ancient. You, I heard someone once jokingly call theirs a blueberry, actually.
That's funny.
I also heard a joke that that someone had told me that the blueberry phone does nothing. Like the BlackBerry one works, but the blueberry does nothing.
Oh, that's a good joke.
The blueberry, they just give it to you, but it won't turn on, it won't take calls, it won't do anything. It won't even. I thought it'll even call the emergency number. You know, here 911 in other countries, it's different.
Right.
But I mean, but I doubt the BlueBerry even calls emergency numbers, which means it doesn't even work. It's useless.
Probably because it's make-believe, right?
Yeah, because it's not a real phone. And if it is, it's probably one you found from a toy store. Toys R Us, back around like 2009. Yeah. Oh, but that's right, folks. All the Toys R Us have since closed down as of like 2018. That was actually sad that we lost Toys R Us before COVID even hit. And because I actually really liked it back in the 90s, because in my town where I live here in Midland, we used to have a Toys R Us. And, you know, sometimes it was just neat to go in there and to play with some of the toys that talked. Obviously, at that time, the commercial was not even out yet that said, "I want to be a Toys R Us kid." I don't think that came out until the 2000s, "I want to be a Toys R Us kid," did it?
I honestly don't know.
It was out for a time, though.
If I'm honest, I thought that little jingle was around forever.
Including back in the 1990s.
Including then.
Yep, and you used to go in there and look at stuff, right? Didn't you?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yep, because back then, the stuff, if it was in like Target and that, it wouldn't even say "try me," but in Target it would.
I think they all had "try me" on them if that was a thing.
But like, I feel like Toys R Us just had so many more of them.
Yeah, they had a lot of toys that were very interactive just as you were walking around.
Whereas Target didn't have anything like that yet.
Not until later on.
I think because Target and Walmart went that way is probably what doomed Toys R Us. Do you think that's what doomed them?
I think that, and I also think that Toys R Us didn't have a very big presence online. They weren't going with the times. They had great brick-and-mortar stores, but they weren't, you know, kind of going with the new times.
Oh, they weren't going with, you know, oh, Amazon and all that other, you know, online stuff.
Right, which online shopping is amazing, and it's great for people who need that for whatever reason might be.
But it's not great for so much other things. It's not
the best for people who want brick and mortar only stores.
Like, which to me is kind of a preference of, you know, going old school, ultimately. What I'd want to see is the food court come back. McDonald's in every mall, including even some that never had it yet. As long as it was like basically planned to have one. And I feel like those who were truly planned to have one are malls where the nearest McDonald's is a mile away. And Genesee Valley in Flint is one of them.
Really?
Yep, because their closest McDonald's is a mile away.
Oh my goodness!
But they took it out in 2004, which, of course, it was up to me. That thing would have never left ever, and probably could have saved the food court. Because I've noticed that you want to lose your food court and has McDonald's in it, take the McDonald's out, then you lose it. Then you'll lose a ton of places out of it when you lose your McDonald's.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised that they did not get another McDonald's in as soon as possible.
And honestly, I don't know why they didn't try, even though I was told they weren't going to. I honestly don't get why McDonald's has why McDonald's just decided to get rid of it, even though, you know, literally 2 years after I'm all lost to McDonald's, one of my two favorite malls in Michigan gets a Burger King in its food court, referring to, Great Lakes Crossing. And they put a Burger King in their food court 2 years ago, four years ago, 2019. And they put a Burger King in there. And
Move on Burger King's part
if only McDonald's would do it. Hopefully they'll learn and all that it's time to get back into some of those what people may call non-traditional locations. To me, I get why they call it non-traditional, but to me, like when we had it, the one I went to most, believe it or not, was the one in the mall. It was my preferred one.
Well, you really enjoy walking around the mall.
Not just that, but I also felt like if you went to the one in the mall, they were less apt to mess up your order.
I can see how you would think that way, given that they didn't have two separate areas to focus on their orders.
They didn't have a drive-thru to worry about.
Exactly.
Because
their sole focus was the customers at the counter.
Yep. And sometimes that drive-thru can mess it all up.
Hey, whoa there, buddy, brother of mine in Christ. I used to work drive-thru at McDonald's, and that is a tough task.
Are you telling me the inside orders get messed up too?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
No, because we're all human, and we all make mistakes.
I didn't say it was perfect, but I feel like the mess-up rate is higher at the drive-thru.
I think it all depends on the team that you've got on hand, on your staff.
Do you feel like it tends to be higher on drive-thru, though, the mess-up rate?
I think so, yes, if I'm honest, because they really, really put the pressure on to make sure that you're handing it out as fast as you can and getting the cars pushed through. So it would make sense if, statistically speaking, there were more mess-ups in drive-thru.
Yeah, it does make sense, because it makes sense to me even that they would call them mess-ups. You know what I wish? I wish they could have an alarm that goes off when there's messed up orders.
Oh.
But it's one that only the employees can hear.
Kind of like the lunk alarm at Planet Fitness?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, this alarm actually works.
That would be awesome.
And it actually detects, and it knows.
Can't you just imagine some poor new worker, though, hearing that and spilling a milkshake all over themselves?
Because they messed up the order.
Yeah, and it startled them.
Here's the thing. It won't do that necessarily. Wait, maybe it should. I was going to say, maybe it shouldn't do that if the person orders Snow Ice in their Coke and he detects ice in the Coke. Oh, yeah, it can read through lids.
Right.
Yeah, so it knows that there's ice in that Coke.
Yeah, that's so true.
It hears a shake, shake and rattle. But when it's right, it doesn't make any noise. See? Silence. Nothing. But
never make a mistake and you'll be fine.
That doesn't mean perfect. And that doesn't mean like you put extra fries in the box. Instead of being reprimanded by the machine, you get rewarded.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yep. I've heard of stories where managers at some McDonald's will tell them not to overfill the fries.
Yes.
And to that I would say, why is that manager still here?
No, you got to think about it from the corporate side of you, though. If you overfill the fries every single time, that is a huge profit deduction. Like you're losing out on a lot of money if you do that.
That's why you make the shipping containers bigger that they come in.
Well, then you got to charge more.
I say no. They make a profit off them as is.
Yeah.
I say you only raise it with inflation. You don't raise it just because the fries got bigger. You only raise it with inflation. That's it.
In a perfect world.
But, like, you're only raising it with inflation because that's how you still make money, is you raise it when, you know, that in my mind, that's where you're making your money comes from, and that's when you raise the prices.
No.
Because they got to go up at some point, but it's like, when do you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So in my mind, it's just like, you know, because I like it when you get that large fry, and it literally almost feels like there's a whole potato in there.
Yeah, I gotta admit, that is a great day.
And I felt like the Mall McDonald's was known for doing that.
I don't recall. I don't think I got McDonald's when I went there very often.
They did fill the fries quite a bit. And of course it made for a great time when they would do it. Okay. All that aside, folks, I do want to remind you of a couple quick things first before we get to a couple songs and then, you know, we get to the Word of God. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And it's the story of how great God has been in my life. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And if you're wondering, it's Rivers, R-I-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Not Y, like my name, but Rivers with an I. Like peace, like a river. You know, peace like a river, joy like a fountain. But anyhow, you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing to your life. And every time I get notification that people are buying that book, I always pray. Because my mom was led to write that book, and God used it. And I'm so thankful that she was obedient to God. And she did it. It was not easy, but she did it. And I thank the Lord for that. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. I pray that this program has been a blessing into your life. I really do pray that it has been a blessing. I would love it if you would consider sowing a seed in the Miracle Man program. You can be like a couple different listeners that we've had sowing seeds into the program. We've had Natalia from Honduras stepping in, you know, sowing her seed. And then also Laura from here where I live, here in mid-Michigan, beginning to sow seed. And to both of you, I say thank you. And I love you both. And I thank God for you sowing your seed. And you can be like them by going to paypal.com. And in the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y. V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Two quick things I want to remind you about that. Number one, the first hour in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla. Both of those have a space. No. The first hour in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those have a capital in them. So the first hour is an R. Capital R and the S is capital S. Also, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, and I just want you to make note of that. And I want to give you a verse on which you can stand on. And it's one I haven't really shared really at all. I don't know why. It is, God loves a sad giver. I don't know what happened there. I'm sorry. God loves a cheerful, that's what it says, a cheerful giver. That means you're happy to sow a seed. You love what the Word of God has done in your life. And you should be happy to give. And not just give out of necessity and be like, well, you know, if I was going to a ball game, I'd, you know, buy a ticket to get in. So I guess, you know, I should pay a dollar or whatever to stream, whatever. Now, don't have that mindset. You sow because you want to, because you love what the Word's done. If you're gonna give just because you think, oh, you know, I'm just gonna do it because I feel like it's paying the price of admission or the price to join, then keep it. But you know, I don't want you to rob God. At the same time, I don't want you to feel like you're giving out of necessity either. And if you love what the Word has done in your life, then it's great to express your appreciation. Amen. And another thing I want to mention to you really super quick is just, you know, sometimes in your mind, it's great to have in your mind when you sow a seed. What am I sowing for? What am I asking God to do in my life? Maybe you believe in God for a job. Maybe you believe in Him for healing in your body. Maybe healing in a spouse. Maybe healing in a relationship between husband and wife. Maybe, you know, you have a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, prodigal children. You know, just so many different things. And it's great to have in your mind, what is it that you're sowing towards? Amen. But now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the Word of the Lord real quick. If you would cue up song one, please.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again, I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Oh, I need you. Yeah, your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet water on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears. Like holy water on my skin. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dead man walking, slave to sin. I want to know about being born again. I need you. And I need you. Oh God, I need you. To take me to the riverside. Take me under baptized. I need you. Oh God, I need you. Yes. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Yes, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. The only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, but I need you every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. Like holy water on my skin. Like holy water on my skin. Like holy water. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cue up song two, if you would. Yes, you are. You are my strength. Yes, you are strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other, reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my strength, yes you are. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace. In the power of your name, you lift me up. Yes, you lift me up. Oh, yes, your love, O Lord, in the power of your name. You lift me up, yes you do, you lift me up, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faith. Fullness reaches to the sky. Your love.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength. Yes, you are. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope. Yes, you are. Hope like no other. Hope like no other. Reaches to me. Yes, you are, Jesus. Thank you. You are our strength, our hope, our song. Thank you, Jesus. Waymaker, please.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Hey, you are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, work moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are way made, moving in our mystery, crying in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in every heart. I worship you, I worship you, Lord. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the God who keeps your promises. You are the way maker, miracle worker. You're the promise keeper. You're the light to the darkness. You're the God who saves, the God who heals, the God who delivers. Thank you, Lord God, for your miracle working power being made manifest right now. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us, for what you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are what we sang about tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for that these people are ready to receive something from you tonight, whatever it is that you would have them receive from you. And I know that every one of these people is in need of something different from you. I mean, some people may be needing some of the same things as other people, but every individual needs something from you. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you meet every need. That you meet every need. And I trust you in that. And I know your promises are yes and amen. And as I like to say, your promises are yes and amen. They're not maybe and I guess.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad we don't serve a maybe or an I guess God.
Hallelujah to that.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that as we open your word now to study, that these people have ears ready to hear it, and they have minds that are ready to receive it, and that they'll be focused on your word and not be focused on all these distractions. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Those who need to hear it are tuned in. And even if they're not, may they, you know, somehow, you know, get on the website and take a listen. And I thank you, Lord God, for your miracle working power in our lives, that you are healing our bodies, healing our minds. Thank you, Master, for that. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to go with me in your Bible, if you would. I'm going to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 107. Amen. I'm going to Psalm 107, and I want to encourage you, whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along with it. If I sing, you sing. If I pray, you pray. You know, be a part. Don't just sit at home and be one of those spectators, because this is a spectator deal.
And a spectator sport.
It is. It's not a spectator sport, as they say. It's not like when you go to the football game and you we'll go watch in the bleachers. This is, you know, where you do what I do, as they say. So I'm going to begin in verse 1, and I'm titling this message tonight as I'm continuing to teach on healing. Tonight I'm calling this Speak the Word. Speak the word. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Part of that could have even been, you know, in their sickness and disease, they cried out to the Lord, and he healed them. It could be, and you see, this is part of where we get sozo. Sozo can mean not just saved, not just delivered, not just healed, but it means all of them. When they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress, he led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and for his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sit in darkness and the deepest gloom. Prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God, and they had despised the counsel of the Most High. Hopefully, listeners, hopefully that's not you. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They mumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom, and he broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his wonderful deeds of men. And he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. Did you catch that, listeners? It said he sent his word and he healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his wonderful deeds of men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works, the songs of joy. Now we don't necessarily do, you know, these offerings, drink offerings, the way they did in the Old Testament. But, you know, obviously we thank him. We thank him, you know, we praise, worship, you know, and things like that. You know, that still, we still do that, but we don't necessarily do these thank offerings, drink offerings, meat offerings, like in the Old Covenant, verse 23. Others went out on the sea in ships. they were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke, and he stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and they staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm. And he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his wonderful deeds of men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water and parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to life, to live, and they founded a city where they could sell. They sowed fields and planted vineyards and yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and he did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. So, you see here, it says, he sent the word. He spoke the word, and they were healed. The word of God. In Isaiah 53, it talks about he was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of his, and then it says, and with his stripes, you are healed. Are healed, going to be healed. And then, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, and with his stripes, you were healed. Past tense. know what that means, folks? It means that healing that you're believing for, that healing that you've been believing for, it's already done.
Amen.
But your body just has to accept it. It has to accept it and realize that it's been done. It needs to line up to the Word of God and what the Word of God says. And what that Word of God says is that by His stripes we were healed. That's what. And that if we were healed, then we are healed.
Amen. Yeah.
And yes, we are. And so that's why, you know, we speak the word. Send the word. You know, imagine if, you know, someone, just imagine if, you know, you get a report, you know, someone sends you a text message or someone sends you a little thing on Facebook. They post on Facebook, I've been diagnosed with cancer, or I've been diagnosed with a heart thing, or I've been diagnosed with, you know, something that they say might be life-threatening. Or maybe not necessarily life-threatening, but could be something that's very debilitating. And people will say, you know, and people might post little things and say, oh, get well soon. Maybe even send, you know, get well cards and what have you. And nothing wrong with the get well card. Nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. What if instead of that, what if you sent scriptures? What if you sent stuff that says, cancer die, Jesus live in that body. You know, heart stuff die, Jesus live in that body. What if you sent something that said, by His stripes, you were healed.
Yes, speak it.
Instead of just all this, oh, get well, honey, bubba. You know, don't just be like, oh, get well, like you're trying to be sorry for them that they're suffering. Many times in what we read tonight, it said, the Lord, they cried out to God in their trouble. They cried to God in their trouble, and God delivered them. Maybe some of you, some of you, you know, when you get a bad doctor's report, that's the perfect time to cry out to God instead of just saying, I don't know. Will I make it through or won't I? What about my kids? What about my grandkids? What about all this? Honey, did you call? You know, let them know. Hey, when you get that diagnosis, that's a perfect time to cry out to God right there. Cry out to God. You know, whether you do it in that office or you do it in your car or whatever, you know, show you have that faith. Don't be afraid. And don't you ever call that sickness and disease in your body yours. Don't be going around saying, my cancer,
yeah,
my heart disease, my kidney stuff, my liver, my stuff. You know whatever it is you might be dealing with in your body, that my pneumonia, my you know herniated disc, my back pain, don't be doing that. Don't be going around calling it yours. Or even if it's like this, my allergies. Honestly, I believe Jesus heals allergies.
Amen.
Last I checked, He does.
Hallelujah. Jesus heals.
Yes, He does. He's the healer, and he doesn't do it part way. He does it all the way. The God I serve, yeah, He does all the way, not partially. And I know, you know, it's going to be made manifest in me. But you can't be allowing yourself to claim that sickness and disease as yours. Like, because in a way, it almost makes you wonder, like, what? What? Are you saying you're proud of it? Are you? And you might not mean it like as being proud of it. And chances are, you probably really do want it gone. But related to that, don't be going around saying, I have this. I have that. I don't even really allow myself to refer to myself as blind when I talk to someone else about it. You know, I'll say, like, I'm believing for that manifestation of my eyesight to be made manifest, as opposed to even me saying that I'm blind. Because I believe in the God that heals eyesight.
Yes.
I really do. And so that's why I just stand on the word. Stand on the word. Keep believing. Keep believing. Knowing what I know to do. Keep standing. Just keep standing. That's what I've been, that's what I've been doing. That's what I just keep doing, doing what I know to do, sticking with the word of God, and just knowing his promises are yes and amen, and trusting, even though it's been a long time, just keep on keeping on in the things of God. And I know that God has kept me here for a reason. I know that for a fact. And that's even with the fact that my mother had a prayer that she had prayed, heal him or take him home. But you see, I haven't gotten my promotion to heaven yet. So obviously there's a reason why God is keeping me here on this earth. And it's not something that I doubt. And I don't have that thought in my mind. I don't have that thought in my mind of I'm still believing for the manifestation and it hasn't happened yet. So why doesn't he just take me home? Well, about that, number one, I'm not suicidal. Number two, I believe the reason he hasn't taken me home yet is because he has a reason for me on this earth. I believe that. I know he does. And it's not just something where you just sit here and go, well, I wish, well, I, no. And then your Bible, and for more about Speak the Word, in the New Testament, you have this man, this centurion. He has a servant. His servant is extremely sick at his house. He comes out to meet Jesus, and he basically tells him, about his servant who is extremely sick to the point where basically he could die. And then Jesus says, centurion, he basically says, yes, I will go there and heal him. But then the man says something really powerful. He says, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just speak the word. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus tells him, according to your faith, it will be done for you. He could tell that man had faith. That man showed that he was humble when he was able to say, I don't deserve to have you come under my roof. Because let me tell you, Jesus does not owe us anything.
Not a thing.
He doesn't owe us anything. This is that we live in. And the truth is, we deserve help. We deserve help. But he gave us mercy. He gave us mercy. Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves us. He heals us because he loves us. He delivers us from sin because he loves us. He gave us a second chance. When he could have just said, nope, you blew it. You're done. But nope, he didn't. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. No, not so you could be free to sin. Go and just go live any way you want to. Nope. He died on the cross so you could be free. He died on the cross so you could be healed. Amen. This is what your healing is, one of the things that he bought and paid for. There's something else Dr. Buckley's been saying that I want to say to you. The same way that you got saved, give your life to Jesus, that's the same way you get healed. Believing in his word. You know, just keep on believing. And knowing. You know, the cake is baked. The healing is made manifest. You know.
I've not heard that before.
So the other, well, he did. He kind of said that Thursday night, you know, about the cake thing. So the other day, my pastor kind of decides to kind of reveal something to the church family. To he reveals to us that he is a cake expert
in eating it,
not in baking it. And he said, you know, and he gave his own opinion on the cakes, that the cake needs to be thin, the frosting needs to be thick. You know, about that I would say, how about we have moist cake and also thick frosting to go with it? That way we get the best of both worlds, you know?
I like it.
Because ultimately you don't want the cake to be too thin, do you?
No.
So, because if it's too thin, then it's kind of like it's all frosting, no cake. You know? And in a way, I'm like, is that what you're thinking? You know?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm thinking, well, we can have the thick frosting. In fact, you can get as much thick frosting as you want, but can we also, in exchange, make the cake a bit thicker too? And that would be nice and moist.
Yeah, I like it.
But then he also revealed that his grandson likes to make cakes. Yeah, he did reveal that. I thought it was funny that he chose to reveal that right there, you know, right in front of all of us. But you see, just like the cake is made, you know, the healing was done on the cross for us at Calvary. And he was done. And it was done for us. And now our bodies just have to line up with the Word of God. And, you know, there's divine healing and there's divine health. Divine health is better than divine healing. It's true. But, you know, thank God for divine healing in case you have those times when, you know, that sickness or disease try to come and live in your body, and then that manifestation just, you know, takes place, and you just feel it, you know. Might be instantly, might be like that hot and hour rally's miracle, or you know, the McMiracle, or it might be a recovery system that takes a while. And for those of you who don't live in Michigan or a few other states, don't worry about what happened now was. Don't worry about it. It was a chain that those of us from like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s knew about. They since, unless there's still one in Sturgis, it went defunct. I went to one in Bay City a few years ago, back in 2015. Now it's something else, though. So, Jay, did you ever go to it when it was Hot and Now?
I don't think so.
Did you go to Hot and Now when it was here in Midland?
Maybe when I was little.
You only probably got maybe one Hot and Now burger?
Probably.
Oh, but I digress. Like I said, sometimes you get that healing miracle right away. Other times, you know, it takes a while. And some people might wonder, why is it that sometimes you get that healing, you know, right away? Other times, it takes a long time. Other people just go to be with the Lord without receiving it on earth. But then, of course, obviously, when you get in heaven, you do receive your healing there. When you get to heaven, you do receive your healing. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. And I thank the Lord for it. And I just thank the Lord for it and for, you know, his mighty works being done in our lives. You know, like I said tonight, you know, speak the word. Speak the word over yourself. Speak the word over your family. Say what God says. Instead of speaking, you know, I have this. I have that. Speak the word of God. And then these loved ones are going through battles in their bodies or their minds. Send the word. Imagine if you sent the word to them instead of sending, you know, a sad emoji, an angry emoji, you know, or stuff like that. Or a sick emoji. What about instead of sending that, what about sending verses? Sending verses. And also, I want to talk a little about, very briefly, about bless cloths. You know, if you have your church, you know, like a church like mine, where they do bless cloths, prayer cloths, those things are prayed over. It's not just a piece of cloth that you just throw away, don't do anything with. No. There's an anointing on that thing. It's scriptural. It's not just a nifty piece of cloth, just to say, it's this little piece of fabric. And we just, you know, we just do this little nifty thing with it, and we just, there's anointing in that thing. And maybe you do it like for a loved one or something. And it's a point of contact. It's a point of contact. Think about this contact thing. You know, back during COVID, Jesus couldn't do, I don't know how Jesus could have done his ministry then here on the earth if that was going around. Couldn't lay hands on people. Couldn't touch them. He had to be 6 feet apart. By the way, I can just see Jesus with the disciples. Peter, James, John, you yourselves stay 6 feet apart. He didn't make sure that all the believers are all 6 feet apart and left out their families. Can you make sure they're all wearing masks? Face diapers. Can you make sure they're all, you know, he'd be spending like a third of it, like 20% of his time or 25% of his time or more micromanaging it, you know, from his little thing. Peter, James, John, are you checking? Are you making sure? Thomas, where are you, Thomas? And then I was like, how is he going to? Oh, and forget about the woman with the issue of blood. She couldn't touch his garment. He'd say, stay away. Thank God the word of God still works. Thank God the word of God still works. Doesn't know a scamdemic, pandemic, plandemic. Nope. He heals. And I thank God that we're free to worship God. in this country. And at least for right now, still in Michigan, we get to state of Michigan right now, because of a bill they're about to pass. No, they're working on, they're trying to meet about, needs prayer, that that certain bill that they're trying to pass that would make disagreement with the whole woke thing. It would make it a felony. It could make it a felony. So we got to pray against this. We have to. But anyhow, you know, thank God that we're free to worship. Thank God, you know, that, you know, Jesus had that assignment on the earth, and he, you know, he touched people. The reason he was touching them is because it was a point of contact. It wasn't meant to just get up all in their space and, no, point of contact. That's what it was. It's called a point of contact. And that's what these prayer cloths, bless cloths, are about. And if hands are laid upon you, you know, maybe, you know, you're at your local church, maybe they pray for people at the end of the service, maybe, you know, and people go up front and, you know, get prayed for healing like I do. Hands are laid. And anointing oil is used. Why? Contact. There's power in that anointing oil. That's why it's used. It is not a gimmick at all. There's purpose behind it. Otherwise, I doubt, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it. But I know there's purpose for it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray right now, Father, that we would not only do this word, but that we would speak the word. Speak what you would want us to say. That we would speak your word. That we'd be bold enough to do it. That we would send the word. These healing. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for what you're doing right now, that you're healing our bodies right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you are healing right now inflammation, that you're healing it, that you're healing infections. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, that you're healing us and our bodies. Thank you that you're healing our minds, too. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that, and for what you're doing in us, through us. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.